Chef Huda is joining us on the show.
Huda!
It's Chef Huda! Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How's everyone?
We're doing great.
We're hungry.
Great.
You're very hungry.
Hungry.
That happens for some reason when I'm around.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, Chef Huda is owner and executive chef of our culinary company, Pretty and Delicious.
Great name.
And Chef Huda made history as the record-setting winner of Food Network's Cutthroat Kitchen. And she's also featured as a guest chef twice at the White House for the President and First Lady, the reception and lunch. Any Thanksgiving tips, do's and don'ts that you want to make sure you highlight today, Chef Huda?
Absolutely. With the holidays, it's all about family, fun, and food, and it shouldn't be stressful. So plan ahead. Don't try to do everything you've never made before. Remember, it's really about spending time with your loved ones and creating those food moments. So if you know that you're awesome at something, do that. Make that dish. And pull your family in. Make sure that you get people involved. Don't put it all on yourself.
Yeah, because, you know, that stress level goes up a couple of notches at Thanksgiving. And say you're a person cooking Thanksgiving dinner for the first time. How do you go about that?
So I always tell people, plan it out. Grocery shop ahead of time. Don't wait until Wednesday night and try to find the turkey in the grocery store. It's not going to happen. But plan ahead. Make sure that you hit all the notes that you know that your family or your loved ones love. And try to, if you have those great aunts, I always tell people, if you have those great aunts who talk about how great their macaroni and cheese is or their pecan pie or sweet potato pie, pull them in. Ask them, tell them you'll never do it as good as them, and have them bring over those dishes. Have them help you. But really planning and making sure that you don't overcomplicate your menu is what it's all about.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
And what about if you're just bringing food? What do you suggest? If you're not a cook, what would be the best thing that we could do for those that's not culinarily inclined?
If you can't cook, I mean, you just can't cook at all. What do you bring?
Well, what I always love is when people come over and they bring a bottle of wine or a nice dessert from maybe a local bakery or something to that effect. Mm-hmm. If you're going to bring something, always check with the person whose house you're going to, because they might have everything covered and you just have to bring yourself. But it's always great to bring a nice bottle of wine or apple cider if they're a non-alcoholic family. But those are really great things. Or just
ice,
a simple gift.
Ice is always good. You can never go wrong with ice. You can
never go wrong.
Ice is great,
a couple
Chef.
Of strong been, bags. Of-
yeah, a couple of bags. I'll go, I got ice.
Right on time.
And Chef Huda, to keep your family from dogging you out too bad, and you're not a cook, what are some of the non-traditional meals that you can serve as Thanksgiving dinner?
So non-traditional, lasagna. I've been seeing pasta dishes showing up in the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
Lasagna has been a big one that I've been seeing on other people's tables.
Bologna?
Also,
bologna.
Lasagna. Yeah, okay. Who knew, right?
Bologna lasagna? Are you serious?
Bologna lasagna.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chef, have you ever made chitterlings?
I was going to ask you about chitterlings.
No, I have not.
Do you get a lot of calls of what the recipes for chitterlings?
No, I haven't, unfortunately.
Chef, you need to get that now. You need to work on that,
and I think
Chef.
You need come to on. get it before Neiman Marcus comes up with the next
yeah,
year.
Yeah, come on, Chef. Yeah. You need to get that.
I need to get in there, right?
Yeah.
Well, I should probably do that. I'm going to make those and put some of Jay's hot sauce on it.
All right.
Oh,
there
you go. Make sure you cook those at another place, though, not the place you have now. All right.
Yeah, how do you get the smell out the kitchen? Okay. Yeah. Like the patty pies, we can have the Chef Huda chitlins.
That's right. There
we go. Thank you, Chef Huda.
We
Happy
love you, Chef Huda.
And such a great
thank you, guys. Happy
Chef
holidays.
Huda. I love it.
Chitlin lasagna.
Yeah, and put that little...
Chitlin lasagna.
And like little shavings of bologna sauce. On the top.
Yes.
Come on, Edgar.
Yeah.
Make sure you burn the bologna just a little bit around
yeah,
the edges.
Scorch it, yeah.
Oh,
sure.
Come on, girl.
Yeah.
Come on.
And some hot sauce. Lots.
Mofo. Mofo hot sauce.